We squinted the sun because it's bright. We squinted people because they're not. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, that means the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. And I can go, most of Central America is gone. Okay. If that's the case, let's just take Florida, for example, which is one of the fastest growing condominium, beachfront condominiums on the planet. In the prospectus, when you invest, there should be, in the footnotes, if global warming is for real, they won't put it that way, global warming happens and water rises 10 feet, this investment you made is not one single investment prospectus written since 2000, this century, has alluded to global warming. If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. So the people that have the money, and I'm jealous of the Vice President Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world, know it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a loan in London. You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then. Is Barclays Bank going to give you a loan? With the greatest respect, ma'am, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Hi there. Welcome to Kate Daly Show. Boy, am I glad to be with you today. Earlier, I was on InfoWars and did a lesson in history that everybody needs to be aware of to gain that love of country. Because that's what we're missing right now. This is the difference between people right now is our knowledge and our understanding of history and why some people could get upset when they listen to My Country Tis of Thee and why it can bring someone to tears and why somebody else wants to cry out for Hillary. Ugh. So welcome to the show. And of course, today is Wednesday. So I have the lovely Midwest Melissa. How are you, Melissa?
I am frozen.
I was going to ask you how your Arctic blast was, how your Arctic blast is going, because you're in Indiana. And I cannot wait to hear about your winter. My winter is much different. I'm being spoiled this year. Sometimes we have heavy ones, but this one's a super light one. So I don't even want to tell you what my winter's like, because you'll covet. But Midwest Melissa joins me every Wednesday, followed by Susan. It's always a great show because both ladies, they bring it, and they bring it so well. Can I just tell you all their research? So tell me about your Arctic blast.
Well, to cut the story short, it started with kind of a sloppy big mess about Friday into Saturday.
Yeah.
And depending on where you were, there was more or less snow. Where I live in particular, it was snow that turned to rain, that turned back to snow. So we have a layer of ice underneath everything.
Right.
But after all of that mess cleared out, then the temperatures bottomed out.
Mm.
So Saturday and Sunday, we had wind chills of where I am. It was between minus 22 and minus 25. And that's pretty brisk. Yep. That's pretty darn brisk.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is the kind of weekend where you just like say, we're just going to hunker down. We're going to go to the grocery store on milk, and then we're going to just close the doors and we're going to get out the board games and we're not going to leave the house.
You know what? And sometimes I have to say it's kind of nice. People kind of like it. I know in Arkansas, they've closed schools down, different places. It's just sort of like a home day and a home week, I should say. And you know what? Sometimes that's just not a bad thing. Sometimes it's kind of a good thing.
Well, you're clearly not from the Midwest.
It's a little too much.
Eventually, it's been cold all week. I mean, it started with those temperatures where we had the actual thermometer reading was maybe 2 or 0.
Yeah.
And then that has kind of spilled over into this week. It's 20 degrees outside and we're all thinking, oh my gosh, it's spring. Where's the daffodils? But eventually, everybody has to go back to work.
Sure.
And that's, you know, from dealing with my kids who had they parked their cars outside. So car doors were frozen shut. People's batteries are not, you know, it's tough on batteries. So let's talk about batteries for a minute.
Please.
Because the people in Chicago got lesson number one about the glories of electric vehicles.
Wait, stop right there. Can I just say the opening clip I forgot to tell you, everybody, was Dan Pena. And that was the billionaire talking to a woman who was all about climate change and talking about her 20-something children that she said were children. Okay, they were adults. But she said, my 24-year-old child. Why are you doing all this to the environment? Don't you care? And so you have to go EV and you have to do all these things for climate change. And his speech blows climate change out of the water just because for the sheer fact that you wouldn't be able to get a house loan if climate change were in the works, because they would have to put it on the mortgage paperwork. And I love that clip about with Dan Pena calling that lady on the carpet. And he did a magnificent job. And I forgot to tell people about that clip coming in. So I apologize. Okay. Onward with EVs.
Well, yeah, apparently at Evergreen Park, Illinois, is the place that's gotten all the attention. Mm-hmm. At charging stations, this is in Chicago.
Okay.
People with Teslas and other EVs that were looking to charge their cars, they discovered that when the temperature is below zero, you're not going to get much of a charge on your car. So,
ding,
is great. The like drivers were saying, so they have all these hilarious, you know, little video clips and interview clips of people like, I was at the charging station for 6 hours and on Saturday and 6 more hours on Sunday. And my Tesla never got above 0% charged. And while I've been waiting in this huge line of people waiting to charge our cars, several people have had to have their cars towed. This is the shape of the future, right? And in the meantime, I know we got it here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened in Chicago, but here we were kind of gently admonished, like, could you all turn your heat down and really try to reduce your electrical usage? Because, you know, this is really, these temperatures are tough on the grid.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So my husband, who's he's an engineering kind of geeky guy, right?
Right.
And he sent me this. I was talking to him about this earlier today, and he goes, oh, let me pull out the specs on batteries. And I'm like, yes, why don't you do that?
Right.
And so what we found out was that a lead acid battery is good, pretty reliable down to minus 20.
Okay.
And even below that, you know, they will oftentimes, it's tough on your battery. We've all had that. You know, my battery was fine yesterday, but it sat outside and it was minus 20 and now it won't start. But lithium ion batteries, which is what goes in EV batteries or EV cars.
Yeah.
No charge below freezing. The charging stations were not working and the batteries were not taking the charge. Now, my husband's an engineer. He said that won't be 100% because there's a range of specs that some will be more efficient than others, and you can't say 100% of them. But he said, on the whole, if you are an EV owner and you live in a place where it could get below zero, just know you're not going to get much. Don't count on getting a charge because you won't know that. So think of all the places, like if you lived in Canada.
It's baffling. Go, yes. Would,
say you live in Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You want an EV? What if you live in Minnesota or the UP of Michigan? Mm-hmm. Or if you live at a high altitude in Colorado where there's lots of snow and cold?
Right.
What about if you live in, you know, Vermont? I can think of lots of places they get routinely in the winter get temperatures below zero.
They clearly don't want you driving. They clearly don't want you going anywhere.
Well, now we're looking into the crystal ball and seeing it for what it is.
Yes.
Because they're going to want to sell us all these cars, but there's no plan for what to do and how to cover this.
Right.
The next stage will be, well, you know, you really don't need a car at all. Do you really? Why do you need a car?
Yep. Just rely on us. I don't know. Yep. Rely on us and our electric buses to get you everywhere. Yeah, you'll go nowhere.
Yeah, well, the electric buses won't charge either.
Exactly. You won't go anywhere. So you'll have a lot of board games and you'll be staying home a lot. And it's really sick and sad that this is the new tale that people tell themselves is right for the environment, because they're so concerned about an environment that has never really given us any proof that it's been harmed.
Oh, and let me add to this. Here in Indiana, where we have some wind farms, the wind farms were not generating any electricity through the super cold either.
Yeah.
They don't work either at those temperatures. They don't generate, they don't spin, they don't turn, they don't do anything because they're frozen also. So to think, and I'm not saying, and I think I've said this before, my husband, like I said, kind of geeky guy, built, he put solar panels, he built his own solar panels and we have them at our house. And they do. They help us to defray our energy costs.
Right.
They are, you know, whatever. And that's great and fine. And I love that. But to think that the solution to all of our woes lies in solar panels or wind farms or electric vehicles is crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
I agree. I totally agree. By the way, the Canadian climate activist pled guilty to starting 14 forest fires. That's how much these people love the environment. Willing to do that. Yeah, up in Canada.
What about all those animals that died?
Yeah.
Endangered species that died.
It's such a farce. It's all such a farce. And these are the kind of people that come out of that movement. They're nutso. They're crazy town. They're loon bags. So, yeah, guilty, pleaded guilty, 14 fires. Wow.
Was that the fires from last summer in, like, Ontario?
I think so. It was Quebec. He was from Quebec, and these were the Canadian. Yeah, these were the fires to convince people of climate change. He started these fires.
Well, at least we have that. We know that nobody could cause this to happen to us. I mean, this is not such extraordinary weather, the Midwest.
Oh, I was going to, I was going to take a quick phone call, but I don't think we have time. We're going to leave to break in like 10 seconds, but we'll come right back. More with Melissa. We'll take your phone calls. If you guys would like to comment on that, we're open. And so when we come right back from the break, we'll get on with you. But oh my gosh, there's so much to say. Melissa's brought a lot. She has brought a lot of game today. So we will be talking about all of it. Is World War III starting next month? A leaked document from Germany says so. Europe against Russia. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening, of course. And wow, we have a lot to talk about. I know I dropped a little bombshell on the way out of that segment, but I just wanted to mention things are heating up. And when I say heating up, this comes from the newamerican.com, which I love. Europe's largest circulation newspaper, Germany's Bild, B-I-L-D, obtained a German military document saying a war between Russia and NATO could erupt as soon as next month. But here's where it gets a little interesting, too. The document also warned that Germany needs to be war ready. Okay. Meanwhile, Britain's defense minister warned this week that 2024 will be a major inflection point, and that in 5 years' time, 2029, we'll be looking at multiple theaters of war in Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, which, by the way, I have felt and have said on this show for the last, probably since around 2020, that and I'm not a fortune teller. I don't work that way. I think that kind of stuff's kind of weird. But I have had those feelings, those same types of feelings, that by the end of this decade, we're going to be looking at the upheaval coming, like the majority of upheaval. So I say that, and here that's backing it up, which is really crazy. We'll take a caller, 888-673-1450, if you're listening to us live. And of course, Melissa, back here with you. I also wanted to mention, please text Birch Gold at 989898. Please do this while you have time. I can't tell you enough that you have a certain amount of time to get your stuff backed up, to make sure that you are solid with all your stuff out there, your IRAs, your retirement. There's only so much time we're working with here. A lot of stuff's happening behind the scenes, and it's not going to be in the newspaper. Everybody kind of waits for the big upheaval of Wall Street and everything else to be in the newspaper. It won't be. It's going to be very quietly done. So make sure you text 989898, very, very trusted Birch Gold. Ron Paul trusts them. I trust them. Steve Bannon trusts them. They're great to do business with. You'll love them. And text my name, Kate. That's the only thing you text is my name. And you're going to get some fantastic information that you really, really need. And it's free. Please do it. 989898. I'm imploring you to do this. Please text my name, Kate. Okay, Melissa. Coming back from that, what are your thoughts? Sorry. Help. Yeah, there's a bomb. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to kind of pick up where we left off mm-hmm. with electric vehicles and the driver behind that, and not meant to be a pun, but we all know, we know they're meeting in Davos this week, and we know that these are the people who are behind a lot of the change, the societal change that we're seeing.
Right, right, right.
And it's caused me to really start thinking about utopian societies and how there is this human impulse to believe that we can make things better.
Yeah.
And it goes back a long way. The first utopian piece of literature is Plato's Republic. You know, what is the ideal perfect government?
Right.
So that goes back a long way. We're talking about like 400 BC. But one of the things about utopians is, as I've thought about it, and I've been thinking about this for months now. Name me one utopian society that was ever tried that succeeded. That didn't become something ugly and horrific.
You're right.
And I
though.
Can't name you one.
You're right. Remember when Senor Bush came out and said, out of this disorder will come a new world order? But what he really meant was, out of this order will come disorder. It's always a paradox. It's always something that they're selling, something that's complete opposite of what they're selling. Yes.
Well, there's actually a thing called the utopian paradox, which is the more you strive to create utopia, the more you slide towards dystopia.
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah, it's hard. And we can talk about the reasons for that. And I look at what's happening at Davos, and I'm very fearful that we are already in the grip of utopian thinkers and this idea that we can create utopia. And it's, if you'll pardon the biblical reference, it's kind of a Tower of Babel sort of idea. We've abandoned God, so we're going to be the God that creates this perfect world,
right?
This perfect society. And unfortunately, it just can't be done by by humanity.
Yeah.
At least not very easily. But I have been through like the whole catalog of utopian societies, from people in the 60s through, you know, Shakers in the in the 19th century to
name one. We shall be right back. We're going to talk more about this. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Melissa. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. I really am. So glad. You can catch the show in the evening on Frank's Speech app on your Roku. Just like you download Netflix or Prime, you can download Frank's Speech and you can watch the show at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, every single night. Isn't that great? You can actually watch the show because we film it. So that's kind of fun. And you can also see Melissa. There's a picture of Melissa on there while I'm talking. And make sure that you go to balanceofnature.com. If you're looking to get healthy, this is the way to do it. A lot of people ask me about this. It's funny. I just had a friend ask me, what kind of multivitamin should I give my teenager? Balance of Nature, because it's got 31 fruits and vegetables in it every single day. I can't think of a better multivitamin. So yeah, that's the multivitamin I take. And I take it with ActivateFIQ.com's copper, magnesium, and whole C. And I just love this product. Balance of Nature is awesome. So put in the code Kate, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. It's amazing. Please do that, because if you're going to order a product, you want it to work, right? You have a drawer full of them. I know you want it to work. So get a product that actually works, and I'm telling you it does. Balanceofnature.com, code word, promo code is Kate. All right, Melissa, back here with you, of course. Let's keep rolling, shall we? And of course, the phone lines are open, 888-673-1450, if you're calling in the daytime. Go ahead.
Well, I want to kind of unpack this whole notion of utopianism and utopian thinking. Yeah. And we can also link that up to progressive, the word progressivism.
Okay.
Because for sure, all of this is linked together. I've been reading a fascinating book dealing with the impact of World War One. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to, I just want to, in the broadest outlines, just trace a little bit of quick history. So Darwin writes his stuff about evolution and natural selection. Mm-hmm. And it led to people beginning to believe that God, you don't really need God to improve society. Look, these natural forces can improve society. And like social Darwinism, we can create a better world through these natural forces of natural selection. And suddenly God is out of the picture. And now people can manage that.
Such
and there was this sense in the late 19th century, the 1880s, 1890s, that the world was just getting to be a better and better, better place. Mm-hmm. Sadly, embedded in that at the same time, this is the birth of eugenics. And part of eugenics is spawned out of that notion, well, we can create a better, more superior race by getting rid of the riffraff, by getting rid of those who are inferior. And so that's where they were. As we come into the 20th century, that's the thinking. And I don't know that that thinking has stopped. Mm-hmm. If you listen to what Bill Gates says, if you listen to Yuval Noah Harari, all these people are still talking about the same things. We have to eliminate surplus populations. We have to make the world a better place through fewer people. Mm-hmm. What they don't talk about so much is who do they target as those fewer people.
Right.
But here's a quote from the book that I'm reading. They said, by the end of the 19th century, Europe was headed not toward a better society, but towards the catastrophe of mechanized warfare. And all of this has all this utopian thinking historically, like within the last 200 years, has all been connected to increases in technology, better living through technology. So understanding all of that at the very brink, as World War One unrolled, people in Europe were like, this is going to be great. You know, we're going to have this quick war. It's going to realign things. It's going to be wonderful.
Right.
What they couldn't and didn't see or forecast was that the technology that was supposed to make the world so much a better place for everyone could also make the world an infinitely worse place at the same time. That World War One became a machine for turning human beings and valuable life into the fodder of the cannons. And it's when Europe comes out the other end of World War One, they're disillusioned, they're unhappy, they don't understand what just happened to them because there were so many high hopes going in and it was just decimated coming out, right?
Right.
So why do we invest all of this thinking in this perfect world and what leads to the downfall of that? Why don't we ever think it will happen to us?
True.
And it's just interesting. It's a really interesting thing. Like I said, there is the myth of human progress. We can start with that. People who label themselves as progressive, what is progressing here? Is human morality improving? When someone says to you, I'm a progressive, what do they see as progressing?
Progressivism is so
handling
sold.
Crime better?
No. Have we, anytime we put a war on something, it's increased. It hasn't gone away. We're sold so many lies of progressivism and we're not a better people. We're not a more informed people. We're not a smarter people. We are more ignorant, taxed more, loss of property rights, loss of freedom of speech, loss of the Bill of Rights. Everything's at a loss. We're not better at anything. Progressivism has been the exact opposite, just like you were talking about in that paradox. We're the exact opposite.
Well, there have been advances in transportation.
Okay.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think we're on the brink of having those taken from us.
Yes.
We've had advances in communication, although we're on the brink of having our free speech taken from us.
Yeah.
We're on the brink. We have had improvements in medical care, although they've kind of jumped the shark on that as well with mandates and a denial of individual choice, all that kind of stuff. So while modern science has in many ways made our lives easier, more comfortable, we until recently lived longer.
Yeah.
We also have put into the hands of people weapons that can kill millions and transportation that can send armies faster to their demise. It's a double-edged sword. And the thing that we don't ever want to unpack, we don't ever want to think about is that for every decision that we make, there's a consequence. And the law of unintended consequences is a real thing. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like you were just talking about with the people, radical environmentalists. So we want to save the planet, so let's burn the forest down. That's the law of unintended consequences.
It's the truth. It's the law of idiocy. It's the law of unintended consequences. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's crazy. It's insanity.
Yeah. So while the kind of pundits are talking about, we're going to create a world that's more equitable, that's more fair, that's more all those pie in the sky, great things.
Right.
Think about the law of unintended consequences and how that can lead us. This is the paradox, how that can lead humanity, not to an improvement of those things, but actually to a degrading of our life, a degrading of our quality of life over time.
Yeah.
And here's my bottom line.
Okay.
Why does this happen to us? why we have so many books that warn us.
Yeah.
We have, you know, whether you're reading Brave New World or 1984 or The Hunger Games
or anything, you know, that the founders wrote. Yeah, so true. Everybody knows the nature of man and knew that we would end up here. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Midwest Melissa when we return. Just a moment.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. And I've got Midwest Melissa on, followed by Susan. And so grateful for you tuning in, caring about the truth. I'm glad you're here. And of course, earlier on InfoWars, every Wednesday, I do InfoWars for an hour. And so you can catch me there. And then also, we have a bunch of guests coming up over the next 2 days as well. Chris Ann Hall joins me tomorrow, along with I've got a guest from the CIA coming on. And then, of course, followed by a remote viewer. I was part of that government program. That's going to be fascinating on Friday. So we got a lot ahead and a lot of great guests next week, too. A lot of diverse topics coming up in the next week and a half. I can assure you that. Everything from ghost stories of the founders to remote viewing to dream analysis. I'm telling you, we're running the gamut. So here's more with Melissa, Midwest Melissa, too. Midwest Melissa, how are you? Don't you love that nickname?
Well, I don't know. There's a hilarious Facebook page called The Midwest Versus Everyone. And I look at that and I think, I'm truly from the Midwest. Yeah. So, right. You know, you might as well own it if it's you.
Oh, right? I love it. All right. So where are we finishing out on this? This is our last segment.
Here's some questions to ponder.
Okay.
As we, I like I said, I believe we're already in, we're under the thumb of utopian thinkers.
Okay.
And so here's the problem. If you think about how society is organized, it can either be from the top down or from the bottom up. Top down means like the global, the national, state, community, family, individual.
Right.
Or it can go the other way. If you try to organize society as Klaus Schwab and his friends are doing from the top down, that kind of utopia is doomed to fail because you have to put sacrifice on the altar.
Yeah.
The individual has to sacrifice all because everything's going to flow from the top down. And the only way for them to manage that system is through very rigorous and very tough authoritarian control. And that's why we're seeing things like censorship.
Right.
That's why we're seeing, you know, some of the mandates and we all have to have EVs, even though it's stupid. And you can, if you look at it and think about it rationally, you can see it. What the other side of that is, you can look at the creation of a better world from the individual up. Where I'm going to live my life as a better human being. And because I'm better, I'm going to create a stronger, better family. And my family is going to contribute to the community in a better way. Okay. That kind of system from the bottom up has a way of self-regulating. It looks at other people and allows for breathing space for them to be their own better selves. That is the only way to improve the world, really, without resorting to violence and aggression and, you know, human rights abuses. that's the only way, is it has to come from us individually and move up the chain instead of the other direction. So if there's anybody out there that's just like, what do I do? What do I do? How do I fight it? Be a better person.
Yep. Yep. Spread truth. Speak out. Don't be shy. Don't put baby in a corner. I love that movie. Because really, we put ourselves in the corner trying to figure out how to just get along. And there's going to be a lot of messaging coming out, whether it's coming from churches, whether it's coming from government. And that is, go along to get along. Don't say a word and just be kind. No, you're supposed to stand up for morality. You are supposed to stand up for what's right, and you're supposed to stand up for truth. You are never supposed to put yourself in the corner on those items, ever.
It is not truly kindness to not speak for the rights of individuals.
Right. No, I'm with you. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. You're on with Melissa, Midwest Melissa. Go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to point out something, and probably most of us think it's very obvious.
Sure.
These utopian thinkers that you're talking about that are at the top, they actually aren't thinking of utopia for everybody.
They
really only want utopia for themselves.
Brilliant. You're right.
Because they don't want the majority of people on Earth to survive. They want to get rid of us, have enough that they can have the people to do the work that they need to be done so they can enjoy their utopia.
You're exactly right. Brilliant point. Thank you for calling. Brilliant, brilliant. Yep. And it's selfish. It's all about them, their own utopia, not for the rest of us, right?
Well, in one of the things, well, it won't even work for them. In the end, it won't. This never works.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, well, let me give you a good example, and it's kind of a brutal example.
Okay.
Many of us, hopefully, know who Jim Jones is and his grand experiment down in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work for the people when pressure began to come into the system, when they knew they were being watched and things were getting ugly.
Right.
His solution was to kill everybody, including himself. It didn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't even work. You would think, well, maybe he could kill everybody and he could escape.
Yeah.
But there was no escape.
These systems create
a place where there is no escape.
It wasn't meant to be. It was one of the biggest CIA ops, Jim Jones. And they were calculating how psychotic somebody could be and how people will go along and how people will believe. And it was an experiment. It was a kind of a psychopath experiment, right? At the time. Anyway.
But it didn't work for him either.
Nope. You're right.
Sadly, I have to tell you, we drove through his hometown in Indiana the other day. They don't have a big sign in the town that says "Welcome to" and the home of Jim Jones.
Not.
But I knew that it was his hometown. But yeah,
he worked for the CIA. It's kind of interesting how they use and abuse their own. And like the caller said, it's never about any of us. It's always about them. They'll use and abuse anybody in that they can manipulate anyone for their cause. And it's sincerely about them only.
Well, and if you don't believe that, how many jets that flew into Davos this week were electric powered jets? How many of them are eating vegan meals because, to eat Wagyu beef is wrong morally?
Yep.
You know, they will have an exemption because somebody has to be in charge, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to eat a steak tonight just because all those cows farting. I'm going to do all of you a favor. I'm going to eat your steak tonight.
Give me mine back, Kate.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You know, and the part of the reason why it doesn't work, Kate, is because of human nature.
Yeah.
The very nature, all of us, in order to perfect humanity, we would have to be less human.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good solution to move forward.
Yeah,
I don't want to be less human. I want to be a better human.
Yeah.
Not a coerced person.
They really do fear us. We are their fear. The fear of us. Find that's why they spent so much money on brainwashing all of us, is because we are their biggest fear. So that means that there's a chance there's something we can actually do as a people. If we unite, that they are really afraid. All right. Yep. Thank you so much, Midwest Melissa. I really appreciate you. And of course, thank you so much. Great work. I'll be right back with Susan. So don't go anywhere. Of course, you can now. You got to stay on. Be right back.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
The only virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Why are you always on about women, Stan? I want to be one. What? I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man. I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. I've got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother, sister.
How did Monty Python get it so right so long ago? And just, I love that Monty Python was willing to mock. Well, you can have the right to have babies instead of actually have them. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. Of course, last hour on a Wednesday, which means that you are halfway through your week. I did InfoWars earlier. I host on Wednesdays, and I did a history lesson, the history lesson you never heard, and which kind of came across as a little bit of a rant, but but it was the history lesson we don't get, especially me growing up in California. Not even close. But the history lesson we never got. And I hope you enjoy it. And also, guest tomorrow, Chris Ann Hall. We also have an ex-CIA. And we'll talk about some of the things going on there. And then, of course, on Friday, a remote viewer, somebody that was involved in that government program for years and years and years, will talk about what it's like to be a remote viewer, where you're sitting in one place and in your mind can see another. Oh, that's going to get fascinating. But it's a Friday show, so what can I say? I'm delivering on the Friday crazy. And on the Friday fun, I should say. And, of course, Susan joins me now. Hi, Susan Reeve. How are you?
I am doing great.
I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that you're on with me. We have a lot of topics to cover. And I wanted to drop two very, very quick kind of headlines, if you will. One of them is are we getting World War III very soon? There was a document that dropped from Germany's Bild newspaper, BILD, and it obtained German military documents saying that a war between Russia and NATO could erupt as soon as next month. Now, realize that all these German papers are owned by the same people that own our press here. So you always have to take it with a grain of, I was going to say salt, but in this case, lying, scumbaggery, propaganda. So will that happen? Well, if you look a little farther, Britain's defense minister warned this week that 2024 would be an inflection point, which means the setup sort of for what's about to come, and that within 5 years, we'll see multiple theaters of war with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Now that I do believe, because I've always had these feelings, well, I shouldn't say always, the last 3 or 4 years, the feelings that by the end of the decade, we'll be seeing these theaters of war. So I actually tend to believe that a little bit more than, say, next month, things really erupting. I think, no, this is set up time right now. And also a really good time to text Birch Gold 989898, my name Kate, and please get your money affairs in order. Make sure that everything you have is backed by gold. Take the extra step. It doesn't cost you anything. When you text Birch Gold, the phone number 989898, and you text my name, you're just going to get some free information, but that information is gold. That information is amazing. Please get it, because then you can make better decisions, because they're going to tell you kind of what they're seeing with the banking situation right now. There's a lot happening on the down low right now. Please get that information. I implore you to do that, okay? Information's free. What do you have to lose at this point? Susan, there was also something we can talk a little bit later, because I think we're going to end up going here, but ivermectin, doctors are coming out and talking about ivermectin, kind of reducing the effects of the shots and how instrumental they are, how instrumental ivermectin is. And you can actually email, Susan, what email should they email to get the information on where to go to get some doses of ivermectin that they can be taking?
Good question. Susan@katedallyradio.com. .com. And that's Dally with an E, D-A-L-L-E-Y.
Yes. Yeah, like Valley. Valley. It's like Valley with a D. Okay. So Susan yes. at katedallyradio.com. And there's a packet that she'll send you when you request it. And I'm really urging you to do that because she can tell you where to go, the phone numbers to call, who to go to get doses of ivermectin. So you can start taking those to reduce the effects of the shots. And if you have loved ones, right? So I think people should be doing it. I think all of us, I take hydroxychloroquine once a week. It's really helped me. And that's what Dr. Lee Merritt said to do. And also a couple rounds of ivermectin because it can really help get rid of a lot of effects. I didn't take the shots. I would never do that to myself or make that kind of decision ever. But I do know that the effects of other things too, we can absorb all kinds of stuff. And so I think it's a good idea. Let's just say that it's the safest medication on the planet. So, it's been around what, 40, 50 years. And so it's a great, great, medicine, ivermectin. So,
yeah. And won a Nobel Prize.
Won a Nobel Prize. There you go. Because it's so safe. Yeah. So, let's talk about this topic that kind of links in with that. Let's start out with that.
Great. There is a new book by a German physician researcher. So he's an MD, PhD, Michael Nels. Okay. And he's been on War Room and Dr. Del Bigtree, and a lot of the audience knows those people well.
They've both been on called, my show. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, yes. It's called The Indoctrinated Brain, How to Successfully Fend Off the Global Attack on Your Mental Freedoms. Which is an amazing title for a book, Your Mental Freedoms. He is a molecular geneticist researcher and specializes in immunology.
Yeah.
And so he wrote this book because all these pieces came together for him. Mm-hmm. And he started looking at the brain, and he'd been looking at the brain, studying Alzheimer's. And there is a part of the brain that is affected in Alzheimer's. It is called the hippocampus. And he discovered that what was put in the vaccine, this spike protein and the cleavage sites, affect this hippocampus in the brain. And what is so shocking about that is a lot of people know people with dementia or Alzheimer's. And the types of problems they have, they don't remember certain recent details, right?
Right.
They don't remember, they get lost in a neighborhood that they've lived in for 20 years. So their spatial memory is degraded. And those things are related to the hippocampus in part. An inability to remember directions, inability to recall words. How often has that happened when you say, oh, I have brain fog, can't remember words. An inability to memorize new information, such as memorizing a speech or maybe some facts. And he said that of all the structures in the brain, this targeted, whether inadvertently or specifically, this part of the brain. And he said, here's the effect that it ended up having. He said, the hippocampus, if you know it's functioning, you have curiosity. How many people, when presented with new information about COVID, whatever it is, the people behind it, the vaccine, said, I don't want to hear it. Aren't you curious about,
nope.
Dr. Gold said this happened in her clinical setting, that she went up to other ER doctors and said, aren't you interested in this new research that's just come out? Nope. Don't want to see it. Don't want to know about it.
Yep.
That curiosity. So
I saw the same thing when my husband was in the hospital. Nobody was curious. Nobody wanted to know. There was only one person that was actually even curious. The rest were like, absolutely not. You are of the devil for wanting to walk out with your husband and not let him die in here based on our experimental stuff that we're trying to do to him. I mean, it was amazing to watch that. So even in my own experience, I saw this whole level of, we don't care. We're not reading. We don't care about any studies. We're only going to listen to CNN and the hospital administration tell us what to do. I saw complete and utter stupidity, idiocy. And these are for people, this is from so-called respected doctors and nurses. I thought they were horrific. I thought if something ever happens to me, please fly me to another state so I don't have to deal with the idiocy that was closest to me. That's how crazy it was. So I'll bet you, I know for a fact of Gold seeing that because I saw it and I was in the hospital. I saw it for myself, for sure.
Yeah. You lived it. You lived it. And so the fact that it's a good tell. If people around you are curious or if people say, I don't want to know, I don't want to hear it. Right. He talks about it as our mental immune system. So we understood about our physical immune system, but he says this is in essence our mental immune system. And the way it functions is it regenerates. It creates new neurotransmitters, new neurons. And the reason that we are every day up into our 90s, some people hundreds, can create new memories, have a new day experience, is because those neurons are regenerating. Hmm. But with brain inflammation, they stop regenerating.
Fascinating. Wow.
And there is a phenomena. People may recognize this. If you watch crime shows, they'll see the detectives go around to the businesses and collect the video footage. And sometimes the business will say, sorry, that video was overwritten by yesterday's activity. You didn't get to us soon enough. And he said that is literally what happens in the hippocampus, that if new neurons are not being created, well, now you have new experiences. It is overriding the old data, and now you don't remember. Now your personality can change. He said brain fog, the milder versions of it are, could be symptomatic of having that hippocampus not regenerating due to inflammation in the brain.
And the vaccines were sort of targeting this specific area.
Yes, it was creating inflammation. And he said that because he is a geneticist, but a microbiologist geneticist, he said he could see this and understand these mechanisms.
Right.
And so what happens in Alzheimer's is exactly that. That part of the brain stops regenerating. And it's, he said, this is really important point. It's not that the memories are stored there. It's that an indexing system is stored there.
Oh, so you can't retrieve the indexing system.
You can't retrieve.
Okay,
yes.
Be right back. More with the amazing Susan when I come back. And of course, the book is Indoctrinated Brain by Nels. Dr. Nels, be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm on with Susan Reeve today, and of course, Melissa and Susan Day, because it's Wednesday, every Wednesday. And tomorrow, great guest, Friday, remote viewer. That's going to be a fascinating one. Next week, a dream analyst, ghost stories from the founding fathers from a tour that is being done, and all kinds of stuff next week, too. So I hope you join me on that. Also, next Tuesday, Mel Mattinson joins me for the lowdown on AI. And he's written a new book on it, and that's next Tuesday. So we have a lot of really fun guests coming to the show. And also, I just wanted to, again, say please text Birch Gold, 989898, and please text them my name. So when you text them, the message should be Kate. That's all you have to write, K-A-T-E. How easy is that? And just the phone number should be 989898. You'll get the free information that I've been talking about, that I've been warning you about. You need to do this. Do it for me. Just do it for me so I know you've done it. That way, at least I know you're going to get free information that you can share with somebody else that needs it, or maybe you need it. But it, you got to get everything backed by gold, and you can do it for free, and there's only a certain window to do this. So I'm asking you to do it. This is like what they call the inflection point. Oh, yeah. This year, this is your preparatory year. It's the fake year and your prep year to get everything ready for whatever comes our way, whether it be EMP, earthquake, you name it, something big is coming, and make sure you're prepared. Go to preparewithkate.com, preparewithkate.com, and get some storage. Get some things. Just every month, just be buying something, okay? That way you've got something, okay? By the way, oils do freeze. You can freeze some oils. So we'll have some more shows on preparedness too. Susan's with me. The book that she's talking about, Indoctrinated Brain by Nels. And by the way, go to band.video and you can see my history lesson for the ill-informed on the Alex Jones Show. I did a history lesson today like no other history lesson you've ever heard, all together. And you can go catch that history lesson. And you should, band.video. Okay, on InfoWars today earlier. All right, Susan. Let's go. Oh, whoops. Let me cut the music. It's a live show. What can I say? Go ahead.
Yeah. It's well known that our brain changes, but some people don't really understand the extent of that. So after you become a mother, your brain has shifted in some way, like neurochemically. And we know that Joseph Goebbels and Bernays, who did all the marketing, everybody was into how do we shape people's brains? They understood that, right? And so this is not a surprising concept that there is a part of our brain that can change,
right?
And part of it due to this inflammatory marker. And so some of the experiences that people had is when confronting people with new information, they melt down, which we've never seen before.
Right.
You give somebody new information, like, have you seen this? And you're having a discussion and they melt down.
Oh, yeah.
They turn into this bizarro zombie weirdo.
Yes.
So these types of personality changes. I remember talking about the indexing system in the hippocampus. One of the reasons that a lot of Alzheimer's patients, they can remember who sent them a card when they were courting back in the 1920s, right?
Right, right?
That indexing system, to that degree, those index lines are still there. But if you have ever been in a neighborhood or your own neighborhood where you come to a stop sign, your brain knows what to do to the next step. You might not be able to draw a map of your whole neighborhood, but that indexing system allows you to retrieve. That is such an important point, and people don't necessarily understand this. I had a professor in college who was a philosopher. He said, never insult your brain. If you can't remember something, say to yourself, I'll remember it in a minute, and go on. And that retrieval system starts working in the background. How cool is that, right?
Yeah.
That indexing system.
Right, right.
But if you are not producing new neurons in this, and we know sleep, when you first go to sleep, it's helping to produce those as you fall into sleep, then you are not going to be able to hold on to some recent memories because you don't have the retrieval system functioning properly.
Interesting.
But you'll have the new, you can have the new information. And some of the things that they have sent out to us, the media, are these new narratives. these new narratives of global warming, these new narratives of things that can only be solved on a global scale,
by them,
therefore by a global government, right?
By utter nonsense.
Global problems.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
You're right. You can and only so, be solved them by them.
Mm. And how many people, that is when they're in their most suggestible state, right before you fall asleep, is when you are at your most suggestible.
Watching the nightly news?
Exactly.
Ah, we'll be right back. More with Susan Reeve. When it comes back, isn't she great? The book is Indoctrinated Brain by Nels. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hitting over 25 million. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great news? That just means you're sharing the show, because that was mostly the last 3 years. 10 years before that, who knows? I mean, my gosh, we've hit a lot of things. So a lot of topics. There isn't any topic we don't cover here. And I'm not afraid to talk about or have any kind of conversation. And neither is Susan Reeve, who's with me. And so, of course, go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And then, of course, use the promo code Kate and you will get 35% off and free shipping. That's the multivitamin I take. It's Balance of Nature, 31 fruits and vegetables, all condensed down into some caplets, easy to take every day. And I love this product. In fact, we do have a caller for you, Susan. Go ahead, caller.
He was last seen.
Okay, well, never mind. I guess we got like a weird caller, weird robo thing. Okay, so Susan, let's talk real quick about Colonel McGregor, if you're done with Indoctrinated Brain.
Well, I wanted to just add on to that if people are falling asleep with fear porn being put out by the media, it has started up again, right?
Yep.
Hasn't it?
Yep, it has.
There's new strains and there's mice with 100% fatalities from a new virus and it's coming.
Disease X.
Yeah. Then you have got to understand that your brain is susceptible in the evenings, at night, before you drift off to sleep. And if your hippocampus is not in good shape, and if there's inflammation in your brain due to the vaccine, or some people have said it was the virus, but it could be vaccine shedding from people around them, you don't know, then that fear porn is going to have a larger impact on your brain, and your most recent memories are going to be overridden, or the indexing for your most recent memories. That is so scary. Yeah. That is so scary.
Very scary.
People taking college tests, they say, take a few minutes break because that information has to solidify and then you can learn new information. So if we don't understand this very specific thing, and why our brains became mentally exhausted. So people talked about the mental exhaustions of the lockdowns and afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. And people, the quiet quitting, we can't do our jobs anymore. We're having to quiet quit, just sit there and veg out.
Right.
What was going on? So that mental exhaustion is the hippocampus itself needing to recharge. How cool is that? The mental exhaustion.
Interesting.
That's how important it is.
Yeah.
People think of we know what the operating system is on our phone. And how many times have you heard, don't let the new operating system upgrade your phone. It'll mess it up. In essence, His thesis is that the vaccine was supposed to create this new operating system in our bodies to make us more susceptible to the messaging and the negative information. And it's the same warning. Watch out for the new operating system.
Now we know why we got all those zombie movies. There's always a reason for everything. I'm not a coincidence theorist. Never believe in coincidences, ever. I think that we got those zombie things for a reason, because it's kind of melting us on the inside and we become more dumb. We thought fluoride was doing it. We thought these chemicals. Oh, no, that's nothing compared to their shot system.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And he makes an interesting point about who these people are mm-hmm. that kind of orchestrated this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we've always thought like that the rich, are they just stupid?
Right.
And he said, statistically, they are not smarter than the rest of us. There's a correlation with intelligence up to about $75,000. Mm-hmm. And after that, those people are not only not smarter, but he said they have something that one writer called acquired sociopathy. You become less sensitive to other people's concerns because you are so powerful.
And less sensitive to God.
Less sensitive, not needing God. Mm-hmm. But actually, fear of death remains a biggie for them, which is what all this life extension is about, longevity.
So it's lighting up the blue areas of fear in the brain, in the center of the brain, right?
Very much so. And he said it all started coming together from him when he started noticing how, one, they changed the definition of what a pandemic was. It didn't have to really have that effect on that many people anymore. And then the sinister alliances, all these alliances between the governments and the pharmaceutical companies that were kept quiet.
Yeah.
The agreements were kept quiet. He's like, what is up with this?
And Hollywood, Hollywood is the ambassadors. These are the ambassadors. Use every single celebrity as an ambassador for the in exchange for fame. So, man, they've got a good game running, don't they? And now we're finally seeing it, though, for real. I mean, in front of our faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that the breakout with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, was when he came out with get the flu shot and the COVID vaccine.
She is
two
a government project.
On his arm.
Government
right?
project like, all the way. Yeah.
That can't be a coincidence. That has to be some kind of psyop.
Yeah.
So anyway, he put all those things together and just said, whoa, is something up.
Great
whoa,
read.
I see what they're doing.
I'll read it. Indoctrinated Brain by Dr. Nils. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So Colonel McGregor.
Colonel McGregor, who we've had on the show, brilliant former soldier, colonel, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he said he gave an interview to Redacted because it is impossible to figure out what the heck is happening over there. We have so much conflicting evidence, so many narratives coming at us from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So Colonel McGregor sometimes splits that difference. And he said, what is happening in Gaza and in the Middle East is not going away, which is sad for me because I was supposed to go to Israel this October, got bumped to September, and now I'm thinking probably not happening, right?
Yeah.
And we keep thinking, well, how much longer can it take? But he said, this response by Israel has left a permanent mark on the region, in the area, on the people in the region. And he says, now they are fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think was Iran's actual impetus, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of trigger all this to start it off.
That's what they keep telling
us. Well, that's what they keep saying, And just in the last 48 hours, there have been multiple high-powered hits on sites in Iraq, not Americans, but Mossad sites. They think they took out a big Mossad operative who was Kurdish, took out his whole family, is what he said. And just basically vaporize them. And after we hit some Iranian forces really hard, took out some Iranian leaders in Lebanon, or Israel did, Iran said, hey, we're going to retaliate. Just wait. This was the retaliation.
Yep.
So people in Congress, and he mentioned Lindsey Graham, think this is the old Iran.
Yeah.
These are the old Arab states. He goes, no, no, no. Colonel McGregor said they have upgraded their capabilities. They can strike harder and farther than ever before. Mm-hmm. We are now messing with people that we should not be messing with. And it was really, in a way, refreshing
right.
to hear a more, I would say, Trumpian. Well, mm-hmm. you know, Trump's attitude is, I don't want to be killing people. I don't mm-hmm. want people to die. I don't want to be killing people. And you get the impression that now there is a bloodlust to kill people, especially mm-hmm. the people in Gaza. And that's not a good sign, is
it? We eliminate a lot of people through war. We did through World War I, World War II, a lot of lives lost, but they wanted it that way for the depopulationists. This is like, you know, this is their hill to die. They love this kind of elimination of people in these vast ways. And they don't mind it at all. If it meets their purpose and their profitability and their power, they love it because it gets rid of a huge swath of people. And so they'll play us against each other. They'll play us against Iran. They'll say Iran's doing stuff that they aren't doing. Sometimes they are doing it, but they'll play it up in the press and they'll get this going in the minds of everybody, right? So it's how the game works. Yeah, it's so crazy. We're going to come right back. Give me his quote when we come back. We'll finish up on Colonel McGregor. We'll talk a little bit about Maui. We have a lot to talk about with Susan Reeve. Isn't she fantastic? Always. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. It's a Wednesday. What can I say? Been at this for 13 years. Susan's been along on this ride a long time, many years, and always appreciate all of her in-depth reporting and looking at all the issues and pieces. She's very, very good at this. So is Melissa. So grateful for these women joining me tomorrow. Chris Ann Hall, and a person that spent a lot of time in the CIA. We'll see what he has to say. And of course, Susan, you were just about to quote Colonel McGregor,
yes.
who's been on our
Colonel
show.
Colonel McGregor said, "We are sliding down the mountainside of despair." Because the momentum is going in the direction of creating a bigger war. And he said there's people in our Congress who think if we just supply the Israelis with air power and naval power, that they can conquer anybody they want in the Middle East. He said, and it isn't true. And he quoted Biden, who delivered a statement the other day. He said, I delivered a very clear message on Iran. They aren't going to do anything. And then 48 hours later, Iran did the big bombing. So you can understand Biden is a puppet of some kind. Nobody's listening to him. The Iranians made a fool out of him for doing this, right? Mm-hmm. And Colonel McGregor said of Bibi Netanyahu, he said he is a bit deranged over this whole thing. And I can understand it. After reading his autobiography, he said, giving away Gaza was the worst mistake they'd ever made. And he quit the government at that point because he wasn't in charge. It's almost like he's been itching, chomping at the bit to come back and do this. And however this unfurled, now he's doing it and he refuses to stop. And there's going to be big price to pay with oil and gas. Not only our oil and gas supplies, China relies on oil and gas going through that area and food from West Africa. If this heats up more, China will side with Russia and they will side with anybody who's against us, meaning the Arabs willing to fight us. It is a powder keg. Mm. So that's okay. What Colonel McGregor's impression is, mm-hmm. that there's people pushing this forward,
but
it will be to our demise.
So wait, remember when they started calling war theater, the theater of war? We never referred to that in the Civil War, but it's the theater of war ever since. And if there's never been a better word than theater, because it's all puppet stringed to death. And I think just always keep that in mind. Okay, let's talk Maui.
Oh, yeah. I watched the little mini documentary that the Blaze did, interviewed some people mm-hmm. who were victims of the Maui fire mm-hmm. and also there to report on it.
Yeah.
And they were treated so horribly by the government. Some of them were put up in hotel rooms.
Right.
And after a month of begging, got $700. And they said there were such strict rules. You had a curfew of when you had to be in that hotel room. You couldn't get DoorDash delivered. It was against the rules, and you could get kicked out. You were not allowed to have visitors. And he said, how did we end up as the bad guys being treated this way?
Yeah.
And the other reporter she was interviewing said, it was almost like people from the government was sent out after him
mm-hmm.
who kept showing up, stalking him, mm-hmm. saying, why are you here? You know, why don't you leave? And he was trying to talk to the victims. So some really, whoever trusts the government.
Maui, I think, was an experiment by our government and what they could get away with in the things that we've been doing with HAARP, all kinds of things, right? This was an experiment. That's why it's so quickly buried. And that's why the people are treated this way, is because they wanted to see how far they could go. They wanted to see if people would believe the story. And we did, for the most part out there, even though a lot of people are questioning, I would say over half are questioning it, but it was an experiment, and they targeted in on this little tiny space because that was an easy target. We've had Hawaii be target for other stuff too. And so I think this was, what do you think? I think this was an experiment.
I think it was mostly more of a middle-class area compared to the rest of Hawaii. There were a mm-hmm. lot of people who'd had property in that area for generations. And I think somebody made the point, and I think this could have been true. It could have been something as simple as arson. In other words, still the experiment, but let's just do it with arson.
Mm-hmm.
And there were strong winds. There were the electric lines that could have sparked it. But nothing explains why people were barricaded from leaving. That was some very strange stuff. And why they refused to use the alert system.
Yes.
That was a tsunami alert system.
Yeah.
But it was still an alert system.
And
right?
Why the wildfire wasn't so wild and it was right next to the ocean where it shouldn't have been. I think it was a targeting of beams of all kinds of things we have. And they wanted to see, you have to try that stuff somewhere. And I think they picked that area. And those homes are insured. So they're not out of the homes are going to get paid for. The land's going to be absorbed by the government. And that was an experiment and also a land offering too, on top for Maui to keep it quiet and not say, because I think the government there is going to benefit from land ownership taking over the land of these people.
Well, yeah, just
sadly.
By the process of intimidation,
mm-hmm.
which he said they were saying it's almost like they're making it so difficult to encourage you to just give up on the process.
Yeah.
And, you know, people coming across our southern border are given thousands of dollars and they only got $700 in Lahaina after this. And he said it was nothing,
right?
You can't live on $700. So just the treatment is horrible. They're already victims, and then the government re-victimizes them, and that's just tragic.
100%. Really sad.
So,
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I do think the documents, I think that we are going to see a little bit of what we think is World War III. I think you're going to see a lot more of that explode at the end of this decade. I've always felt really strongly about the end of this decade, all the way up until 2033, the upheaval that's about to happen during that time. Right now, this is a year where it's a little more mellow, but we're coming into a This is the point. This is the last point I think you have to prepare. I think from 2025 on, we're going to looking at major, major, major upheaval. It's going to become very uncomfortable for us here in the United States. I really do. What do you think? What's your gut?
I think when people who have done bad, bad things are close to being held accountable, mm-hmm. or that accountability they see getting closer with no way out, mm-hmm. they resort to self-immolation, fire. Let's burn it all down together. We'll mm-hmm. go down in a big ball of flames together. Yeah. So they become very reckless about what they're willing to do to fend off the accountability.
Amen. Susan Reeve, thank you very much. Appreciate the hour. Eye-opening. Thank you. The Indoctrinated Brain. Indoctrinated Brain by Nels. Thank you for that. Also, Be Faithful, Be Fearless. Great guests tomorrow and Friday and next week. Of course, tune in. Over 25 million served. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you guys for listening in, sharing the show, and all that you do for us. Really appreciate all of you out there. Thank you so much. And of course, be back tomorrow.